Welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. The three keys to your success is just moments away. Here's your host, Brian Kelly.
Hey, hello everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mind Body Business Show. Hey, I'm Brian Kelly, your host and founder of Reach Your Peak, and we have an amazing show for you tonight. I cannot wait for you to meet this amazing young man, and we're going to get into it here really, really soon. First, before we get moving, just for those of you that may not be familiar, the Mind Body Business Show, what is that all about? Well, over the course of my life, I've met many, many very successful entrepreneurs and businessmen, and getting to know them at a deeper level, I realized that there were patterns that kept surfacing. And these patterns were repeatable from successful person to successful person, businessmen, businesswomen. And I realized, you know, there's something to this. And there's really three primary pieces, and you've probably guessed what those are by now. It's mind, and that is the mindset. It's how do you create an unstoppable, what I call champion mindset, not only from the conscious level, but from the subconscious level, using advanced tools and techniques like that of neuro-linguistic programming, or NLP for short, which is a proven science for success. It's an amazing science, and we're not going to go into that right now, but definitely take notes during this show. Get out pen and paper and start taking notes, because you'll be blown away, especially what our guest expert has to say tonight. And then there's body. Body, what does that mean? Well, one of the things you want to do is first get your mindset correct, and then you also want to put your body in a state of peak performance. And what I mean by that is feed yourself nutritious food. Give it the fuel it needs that it was designed to consume. And then marry that with exercise on a regular basis. It's interesting that I recently read that about 50% of all diseases can be directly attributed to lack of exercise. Amazing, amazing. So exercise. So the mind and the body, the beautiful thing is the mind and body are a team. And what I like to always say is the mind and body are your team. When the team is playing together, when they are all working at the same level, then it's a healthy team. If any one member of the team is slacking, is not operating at a peak level, then the team as a whole suffers. And that includes business, the third item, the third pillar of success. And what is business? That includes sales, marketing, team building, systematizing, which we're going to talk about tonight. I'm really excited about this. That is what our expert guest is going to be talking about, because that is his field. And the business part of it. So really, you want to lay the foundation, I call it, with mind and body. Because let's face it, you can put all the time and effort, money, resources into your business, but if your mind and body are not at the optimal levels of health and operating at a peak level of performance, then your business will suffer because, again, all three are a team. It's like a tripod. Think about a tripod holding a camera and you have three legs. What happens if you were to knock one of those legs away? Well, the whole thing comes tumbling down, doesn't it? And the same holds true with this tripod called the mind-body business. That's what that's all about. And I remember, it reminds me of quite some time ago, many years ago actually, I had another mentor of mine. He actually flew me out back east. I'm from the West Coast. He flew me out, had me picked up in a limo, put me up in a hotel, and I met in his office for 2 days. And he had one of those massive corner offices with all of the glitz and glamour. And I just remember this one moment. Through that whole 2 days, this one moment stood out. And he was talking to me. I'm sitting on his couch. Yes, a couch in his office. And he's looking at me and he goes, "Brian, if people only did this one thing, if they just did this one thing, they would all be rich. They would all be rich." And I'm leaning in saying, "Okay, I'm listening. What is it?" And so he turned around and he walked directly behind him to a cabinet that was floor to ceiling, double door cabinet, big wooden cabinet. And he walked back there. And as he's walking, he grabs the handles, both of them, looks back at me and opens them up wide. And all I could see inside was basically similar to what you see behind me right now, is shelf after shelf after shelf of books. You know, there was business books, marketing, sales, team building. There were personal development, fitness books, everything was in there. And the interesting thing was my reaction to that was, I don't believe you. I don't believe that that is a key to success. Are you kidding me? I can get books anywhere. There's no skin in the game. They cost, you know, $8, $10, $15, $20. It doesn't matter. I can go to the library and read them for free. So how could that be a key to success? So I actually ignored him, which was my mistake. Thankfully, many years later, I met another gentleman who became another mentor of mine. I worked with him on a regular basis, and he basically said the same thing. He used the word success more than rich, and he said, you know, all you have to, if you just read, you're going to be much more successful than you are now. And I said, my goodness, you know, I've heard this before somewhere. And then the cool thing with this, though, is not only did he tell me about it, but he led by example, because everywhere I saw him, he had his headphones on listening to books. I thought, wow, I didn't even know you could do that. Let me check that out. So I discovered by asking him this thing called Audible. And now I can listen to books, and I found, my gosh, I love listening to books more, far more than reading them with my eyeballs. And so I began reading by listening, and I began doing so voraciously, and discovered that, you know, all this time I've been spending in this one area, I spend a lot of time in this one location where I don't get anything done, and that is my car. And I'm thinking, my gosh, instead of listening to music, I could listen to books. And because I started doing that and have done that for some time now, I've completed many books and became very well read as a result. And the beautiful thing is, what I want to do is share with you a resource. It's for you that I put together. And we're going to segue over into a little segment I call, appropriately, Bookmarks.
Bookmarks. Born to read. Bookmarks. Ready. Steady. Read. Bookmarks. Brought to you by ReachYourPeakLibrary.com.
Yes, ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. And by the way, for those of you watching live, even if you're listening live or recorded, take notes. Stay with us. You do not want to miss our guest expert coming on very, very soon. ReachYourPeakLibrary.com. Go ahead and write that down. What that is a website that I put together really for you, entrepreneurs and business owners. And what it is a collection of the books I have read over time that have made an impact on me, not just any book I've read. And in fact, not every book I've read is on this list, far, far from it. So only those that actually had an impact on me are in this website. And you'll notice if you click any of those buttons when you go to it, it goes straight to, not Audible, but what's the other one? Amazon, I believe, or Kindle, depends on the button you click. So this is not for me to make money. It's for me to help you so that you have a vetted list of books. Now, does that mean they'll have the same impact or even a positive impact on you like they did me? I can't guarantee that. But at least you have a list that someone vetted that if you haven't started reading or if you haven't read all the books in this list, you can pick one out and give it a go and have more likelihood and probability that it will do something good for you. And what I want to do is jump over to something. So one of the things you can do in Audible, I found, was as you're listening to it, you can literally tap a little icon on your screen of your phone or your tablet, whatever you're listening on, and it will instantly store a bookmark, an electronic digital bookmark of that very location. And you can then later go back and play it back directly. And I thought, this is phenomenal. Now if I want to reread a book, I don't need to reread the entire book. I can just go to each of my bookmarks and be done, because those are the highlights. And so I started doing that. And then I realized, oh, I can play these back over the internet. And so that's what I've done with what we're going to do tonight. We're going to play back a 1 minute snippet from a very, very powerful, very popular book called Think and Grow Rich. And so just enjoy this, listen, take some notes. It's 1 minute in length, and it's all in the arena of mindset. So the mind, body, business, we're talking about mind. And we're going to segue into business later in the discussion with our special guest expert. So go ahead, give a listen, take some notes, and then we'll bring on our guest. Here we go.
Any idea, plan, or purpose may be placed in the mind through repetition of thought. This is why you are asked to write out a statement of your major purpose or definite chief aim, commit it to memory, and repeat it in audible words day after day, until these vibrations of sound have reached your subconscious mind. We are what we are because of the vibrations of thought which we pick up and register through the stimuli of our daily environment. Resolve to throw off the influences of any unfortunate environment and to build your own life to order. Taking inventory of mental assets and liabilities, you will discover that your greatest weakness is lack of self-confidence. This handicap can be surmounted, and timidity translated into courage, through the aid of the principle of auto-suggestion. The application of this principle may be made through a simple arrangement of positive thought impulses stated in writing, memorized and repeated, until they become a part of the working equipment of the subconscious faculty of your mind.
There you go. The subconscious faculty of your mind. And that's a beautiful thing, because one of the biggest hurdles I have seen in my walk of entrepreneurship, that those who are not yet successful, the biggest hurdles I've seen that they've had is one of confidence or lack thereof. And here you have the very means and method to create that confidence. And it's really simple to do. And so I recommend you pick up this book if you haven't read it already. If you have read it already, then pick it up again and go over this chapter and listen or read it and really sit down and write out that statement that you can. You don't necessarily have to memorize this, because I myself read one. And you read it every day, every morning, and it becomes part of you. You can literally speak your success into existence. And I know for some of you that sounds like, whoa, Brian, you're getting a little off, this little woo-woo here. It's actually true. It's amazing. I'm one of those guys that was like that. Woo-woo, get away from me. And I'm no longer that way, because it works. It's phenomenal. It's simple. And guess how much it costs? Zero. Everybody can do this. So there's no excuse for not doing it now. We are now going to bring on our wonderful guest expert. His name is Andrew Honigsfeld, and I cannot wait for you to meet him. So let's do that right now. Let's bring on over our guest expert spotlight.
It's time for the Guest Expert Spotlight. Savvy, skillful, professional, adept, trained, big league, qualified.
And there he is, ladies and gentlemen. It is Andrew himself. And before I bring him on and before I stop blabbing, which I know I've blabbed a lot already, I really want to quick introduce you to him. Andrew Honigsfeld is the CEO and co-founder of Malaya and Honigsfeld Coaching. He works with clients to help them execute on their goals and find more freedom in their life. I like that. Andrew believes that everyone should live a life that they love. Now, I just got to stop there for a second. This is a gentleman's bio, the bio that people normally put up on their websites. And actually, this is the same one that's on his website. And normally they talk about their experience, their accolades, their achievements. He's talking about his mission, his purpose. This is powerful. Right away, this is something you should be taking note of. In your bio, consider talking about what you believe in, your mission and purpose. This is phenomenal. I'll continue. Nothing is more upsetting to him than watching people not get what they want because of simple actions that are keeping them from their life's dreams. The emphasis in business stems from the amount of time that people spend working every day and the desire for people to be happy during that time. I love that. And before I bring Andrew on, real quick, for those of you watching live, don't forget, we are giving away another 5-day or 5-night vacation stay at a 5-star luxury resort in Mexico. Compliments of my good buddy Jason Nast and his partner Rhonda at powertexting.com. You need to stay on to the end. That's where we'll reveal how you can enter to win that amazing, amazing vacation. So now finally, Andrew, my pal, welcome to the show. So great to see you. I mean, we just went over the bio you wrote about yourself. If you wouldn't mind, if we could dig a little bit deeper and maybe go into something like, well, when you get up in the morning, what drives you to actually get out of that bed? What gets you excited to move forward each and every day? And what are you doing these days? What are you up to lately?
Yeah, so first, thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here. This show perfectly embodies how I live my life and what I see. It's the mind, the body, and then you can have the business. So it all works together. Couldn't agree more. So what am I up to these days is currently, we're working on setting up our structures in our business, and ultimately, we're looking to take what we're doing in coaching and move it into a more of a speaker platform as well, so that we can really impact more people on a larger scale than what we're doing right now.
Phenomenal. If you don't mind, real quickly, briefly introduce what it is you and your partner do.
Yeah, cool. So we are coaches, and we specifically work on the team building process. And not just the team building, but also like what do you do when you have the team? And the way that we see it is you don't have to work so hard to make your money. You know, there's the part in time, there's a point in time in your life when you have to be working on your own for yourself to get your business up and running. And then after that point, a really solid team will take care of you, and you could actually experience having it all, both time in your life for your family, your friends, whatever it is that makes you happy, and time to be running your business and not have your business run you.
I absolutely love that, because I have embarked on doing just that. As you are aware, Andrew, we have a connection outside of this show, and it has been a liberating godsend. And so for the service you guys provide, I can't wait to shout you guys from the rooftops, because what you guys are doing are bringing people systems that they so desperately need. And many people don't even realize they need it to begin with. And so it's an amazing thing. And I love the fact that you guys are doing this, you know, and it's obvious you're doing it from the heart, just based on your bio that you put up on the site, the mission and purpose. And getting to know you a little bit, I can tell that that's how you operate. So that's, you're the kind of people, time and time again, that come on this show. You know, integrity-based, full of character, and are there to serve and help others. So that's why I appreciate people like you so much, Andrew, for coming on and sharing your wisdom and your value with everyone. And we were talking, or I was talking earlier about the books, you know, and the importance of reading, and yeah, how it really has profoundly changed my life. So I'm curious, and I like to find out from other successful entrepreneurs like yourself, what business-related book would you say has inspired you the most? Or maybe you have a couple of them.
Yeah, so first of all, your mentors, I think, were right on point. I'm on track to read just over a book a month right now. Mm-hmm. And next year I'm looking to double that at least. So yeah, reading is really the key to success, and I found a lot of the tools I use in my life come from the books I've read. But the I'd probably say the number one book that gave me inspiration was The E-Myth. With what we do, we are interested in people understanding and getting that point in their life when it no longer has to be about themselves. And The E-Myth speaks to that, going from infancy to adolescence. And it also talks about then, once you're there, a bad hire or somebody that doesn't quite fit your company culture can possibly stagnate and even worse, shrink your business and shut it down altogether. So for us, you know, that's really, we're about not making that hire and actually having great people that work with you. So that's definitely the number one. And then some notable mentions, Think and Grow Rich, which you read a section from earlier. It's, you know, basically the foundation with which you need to do everything. If your mindset's not working, you know, mind, body, business, it's going to impact you. And I also used to be completely anti-woo-woo. So it really says something that that's one of the books up there. And then last two are 4-Hour Work Week and a book called Who, The A Method for Hiring, which I will kind of get into a little bit more later.
Good list. What was the last one again?
It's called Who, and it's the
A method
for hiring. Yes. Yes.
Got it. That's on my list. That's on my list as well. I was ducking away writing notes, so I wasn't near the speaker. I was like, what do you say? Think and Grow Rich, yeah. That's like the cornerstone of what has become, you know, all the personal development that's come of late. A lot of it stemmed from that as the core of Think and Grow Rich. Many have modeled it successfully. So it's a very powerful book. E-Myth, man, I love that, because I've done presentations from stage where that is a good, I don't know, close to an hour of one of the segments talking about going from infancy to adolescence and then beyond that to go into maturity. And for most entrepreneurs, especially solopreneurs, you know, you just want to go one step. You got to get there and grow one step at a time. So you go from infancy to adolescence, which basically means get help and then learn how to manage. And then then get into maturity later, where you are now a manager of managers, and they're doing the day-to-day, and you're building the business working on it instead of in it. So I love that you have those as your reference, and who, yeah. So who, that's right down. So yeah, a bad hire. I mean, those can be costly, and I know you know this. And that's why your service is so phenomenal, because you will help people to avoid those bad hires by using proven methods and strategies. So this is going to be an exciting show. We're just getting started, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for showing up. Show us some likes and loves as you see it flashing up and down on the screen if you're watching this live or recorded. Comment. Give us some comments. If I'll be monitoring those. We'll see if there's anyone out there that wishes to ask Andrew a question or make a comment. Time permitting, we'll give you a shout out on the air. Fantastic. So, Andrew, you went down this path of forming this business. It's a very unique business. What was the thing that ignited the spark in you to start that business, and which ultimately that was a significant change in your life, was it not?
Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm probably one of the few people who will say this. I was really lucky. I had a job that I just hated. Mm-hmm. And that really made a difference. Knowing that I had to wake up every morning and go to a job that didn't fulfill me, didn't, allow me to provide what I wanted to provide in the world. It really made me question, like, what am I doing? And there's got to be a better way than spending 30 years here just to, quote unquote, earn a living, right? And then also, it was something that I saw as a need in the world. I have a family background of entrepreneurs, and I've seen the difference it makes when my parents have had somebody that works great with them, and when they've had somebody that didn't quite work out at all, and the difference it made for their business, their success, their peace of mind. But lastly, and really by far and away the most honest answer here, is my business partner literally dragged me out of my business and out of the company I was working for, and was like, you need to do this. And what do we have to do to have you do this full time? And so really, if it wasn't for having a supportive partner, I don't know that I would be here talking to you right now. So those are kind of my reasons. That's what started it.
Wow, that's powerful. And I'll bet your business partner is also grateful, because he has an amazing business partner of his own in you.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
Luckily for him, you were an action taker. You decided, I'm going to make that leap. And that is not for the faint of heart for most people. Take something that is, you're getting, every 2 weeks, every week, whatever it is, every month, you're getting a paycheck. It's a certainty, unless you really mess up and you get fired, or the business messes up and they go under. Typically, neither happens that rapidly, but, it does happen. But the thing is, your certainty level is much higher as an employee, that you're going to get a certain amount of money on a certain period all the time until one of those events happens. When you're an entrepreneur, there's no certainty ever. And you're out there. And so it's a huge, huge leap. And God bless you for making that leap, because that takes a lot of, I can't even think of the word. I was going to think of a chutzpah or whatever. It's a Greek word or something. It takes a lot of confidence. It takes a lot to do that. I mean, you were very brave to do that. And I'm sure you're thanking your lucky stars now that you made that decision.
Each and every day.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's amazing. So for those of you watching, do this responsibly if you have commitments. I've seen people from stage, Andrew, and this is kind of this is sad, in my opinion. I've seen people on stage with room full of 500 plus people telling everyone in the audience, if you have a job, quit right now. And I'm like, wait a minute, you don't know their situation. They might be, they might have a significant other that is also dependent upon them that's not working. They might have children that are going to need to go to school and have clothes. And it was like the most unresponsible thing I've ever heard from stage. And I've heard it several times. I think if they qualify it by saying, but if you have these things, if you're a single person and you're only relying on yourself and you're okay with taking that risk, hey, I'm all for it. It's another thing. What I would tell people is keep your job to help fund your dream and do it on the side. It'll take longer. It's just the fact. But as long as you stick with it, if you have that drive, if you have the passion, you'll get it done. You'll get it done. Trust me. So, yeah. Fantastic. That's phenomenal. So you're one of the leapers, we call it.
Yeah, well, just to speak to that, actually, you know, I was really lucky. I was 24 when I started my business. My responsibilities were myself, and at that, just barely. So, you know, making the decision to leap, that I knew, I was like, worst case scenario, I fail here. Well, I still have 2 more years under my parents' health insurance. I could really... It could work for me. If all goes south, this still works. And, you know, 2.5 years later, I'm still here. So it didn't, which I'm grateful for.
That's fantastic. So you did it intelligently. You knew the odds. You knew it was in front of you. You knew that you had a backup. So good. Good on you. I applaud that. So, you know, now that you've ventured out and you've been at it for some time now and you're successful, you know, to become a successful entrepreneur, it requires various skill sets. You know, it takes different talents that sometimes we personally may not have, in addition to those that we need to have. And I'm being very general because I don't want to give away any suggestions, because I'm going to ask you the question, Andrew, what do you feel, in your personal opinion, what are the top 3 skills that are needed to be successful as an entrepreneur?
Yeah, so I think it's going to be really mentality, right? So the first one I would say is grit. If you don't have grit, you're just not going to make it. It's inevitable that you will run into speed bumps and roadblocks along the way. Even with a coach, as much as I'd like to say I could prevent that entirely, I can't do that responsibly. So just know that, like, that's going to come up, and you need to be able to say, like, doesn't matter what happens, I'm doing this. Like, I can make it through anything. The second thing is passion. If what you do doesn't wake you up in the morning, if it doesn't get you out of bed in the morning, then you're not even going to have to get to the grit. You'll wipe yourself out before the first speed bump or roadblock even happened. And then last thing is courage. And, you know, obviously doing so responsibly is what we just talked about, but you have to have the courage to burn the boats behind you and commit to being an entrepreneur. Don't, as long as you have it that you could be an entrepreneur, or you're not going to be an entrepreneur. It has to be something that really drives you, and obviously do so responsibly. You know, if you have family, if you have people that are dependent on you, don't just quit your day job and start, because it takes a while before you start seeing that paycheck come in. So make sure you're responsible, but also know that you have to be able to say, when that moment hits, when I'm at the point where I can leave, I'm going to, and I'm not turning back. And those are really the 3 things that I think, if you don't have that as a business owner, you're not going to be successful.
Yeah, and the good news is that you can develop those.
Absolutely.
You know, especially, we've been talking about it already, for those of you that didn't catch that, but, you know, Think and Grow Rich, that passage from there, that will help you develop the grit and the courage. Now, the passion, that's also in Think and Grow Rich in a certain way, where when you called it passion, I like to refer to finding your why. Why do you get up? It's a similar concept. And it's, you know, I actually mentor apprentices on this very topic. Just did last night with one of my 2 apprentices that I'm working with, and just was talking to her and saying, you know, it's really important that you have a solid why. And what does that mean? It means, what is a reason that you would go to any length to never, ever, ever give up on what you're working on? I mean, it needs to be solid, and it needs to be something outside of yourself. And what that means is, if you say, my why is I want to make a lot of money, well, that's really for you. Or I want to have a large house, or I want to have cars, or I want to have prestige. Well, take it to the next level, and maybe there's something or someone outside of you, maybe a charitable organization that you really, really rock solid with, and you would go to the mat for them. Or maybe it's a significant other. I know for me personally, I've gone through the exercise. There's an exercise to do this, by the way. And each time, my why was my wife, every single time. And it didn't surprise me in the least. That's why I get up. That's why I smile. That's why I drive. That's why I'm hungry. That's why I do everything. And so that one is also learnable. All you have to do is determine what that why is, and the passion will never die. I mean, you will have your down days, won't you, Andrew? Still happen. But the passion and the why is still there to catch you as that safety net, and it's like a net where it bows down and then it bounces you back up.
Right.
I just thought of that. What a metaphor. That's pretty cool. I'm going to trademark that.
Safety trampoline shoots you even higher, too.
Absolutely. So, yeah, excellent. Excellent. Three skills. Now, you guys, what you and your partner do is all about, well, it's partly about helping people build solid organizations, you know, by scaling up, bringing in quality hires. And so how do you yourself, you and your partner, how do you guys find people to bring into your organization to work with you guys to, you know, the people that really truly care about your organization and the way you guys go about your business? Because you have a powerful mission statement, which is your bio. But what is it you guys do to, you know, really solidify that organization you guys have?
Yeah, so it's this goes back to the book, Who, the A Method for Hiring. They really pretty well break it down. I'm going to do that for you right now, so it's not just go read the book. Good luck. But the first thing is you have to know who you want in your business. So what I mean by that is both what you want them to do and who you would need them to be. Examples would be for the what you want them to do. A lot of business owners, they look to hire somebody, and as an example I'll use, they say, I want somebody to sweep my floors. Okay, well, that's probably not actually what you want. What you're really looking for is somebody to keep the office clean. And to make it more narrow so that it's very obvious, is you want them to keep the office clean every Friday. When you create that as what you're looking for versus sweep the floors, you're able to get somebody who can actually intelligently apply to your job saying, I can keep an office clean, and as it turns out, my Fridays are open. So they can honestly say that they can do the job. And then as a way of being is, I'll use my business partner and I as an example. There's a reason why I'm here and he's not. Only one of us wants to be here right now. He's much more, would like to be on the phone. I joke, he's the sales, I'm the marketing. He's all about, you know, actionable, and he really loves coaching. He will get in the weeds. He's about that. And I'm about actually the FaceTime with people. And it's just our different whys that drive us, really. But I'm really into, you know, being here and talking to people about what we do and making the difference out in public like this. So that's the first step, right? What you want them to do and who you need them to be. The second step is going to be in the interview process. Again, this is in the book. I really recommend that you read it if you're looking at hiring anybody, because it just makes a huge difference. And the second part is the interview process. Most employers will agree that they would like their employees to be responsible. Generally agreed upon. Most people don't fight me on that. And the thing is, when you're in the interview, if you're sitting across from them or on the phone, whichever you're choosing to do, if you ask the interviewee, are you responsible? They're going to say yes. They would have to be really irresponsible to say no to that question. So that's not the right way to ask that question. What you would want to say is something to the effect of, when I talked to your last manager, on a scale of 1 to 10, how responsible would they say you are? Two reasons. One is the NLP that was mentioned earlier. By saying the word when, they know that it is in fact a fact that you will be talking to their last manager. So lying will not get them out of this one. And then also on the scale of 1 to 10, for myself, responsible might be I'm looking for somebody that hits right about 5-6. But for somebody else, their responsible might be 8-9. So it's important to know where you want them to be on the scale, because that then allows you to listen for the answer you need. So if somebody says 4 and you want 8-9, you already know right then and there this person is not a good fit for you. this person says 8-9 and that's what you're looking for. Great. Now you know. I'm going to call your manager and double check that this is what you get, and this person could really fit the role that I'm looking for. And then lastly, the third thing is once you've hired them. A few things. One is after you hire somebody, a example of like an assistant, when you hire an assistant, it's going to take them a while or a little bit anyways, figure a month or so, to really be able to look into and understand what you need on an implicit level. And until then, you're going to have to outright state all of the things that you want from them. And what I find is that a lot of people don't give your new employee the ability to grow into the role. And so, you know, 2 weeks later, when they don't know your coffee order by heart, you're sitting there going, oh my God, this person's just not getting it. And that's when I get to turn back to you and say, I see where we've made a mistake. You wanted a sidekick. We hired an assistant. You might want to be more specific with an assistant, whereas a sidekick will read your mind. So just keep that in mind when you're looking at the new hire. And ultimately, if you treat your employees well, they will treat you well. It's just a fact.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. In the what we have both embarked on recently, I won't name names of the resource yet, but it's really been a wonderful journey down that path, where it's more so of treating someone as a team member than actually an employee, and it's right. it's really resulting in some wonderful lessons for me personally as well, to show. And it shows that when you treat somebody almost as a partner, I get it, there's a pecking order. When it comes to a business, you know, there is somebody's making the decision, and their decision is the last word ultimately. Mm-hmm. But the more you can make it a team atmosphere and give them the freedom and creativity to do the creating, as long as they understand your business. So, like, I love what you said was, you know, give the employee the ability to grow. And so by doing tasks that help them understand what your business is all about, how you guys communicate, what words you use,
right? Exactly.
All these things that I personally have mine transcribing this show. They go in and it's all automated. I upload it, it gets transcribed automatically, but there are lots of errors because it's automatic. And they transcribe it, and the feedback I got from them is, oh my gosh, this has been the most wonderful exercise I've ever done. I thought, really? I thought it would be, wow, okay, that's awesome. And they said, number one, the value of the content of the show, obviously, was way up there, and they learned a lot. But I also got feedback that now I really understand what makes you, Brian, tick, what you are looking for. And it was like, wow. And I didn't have to do any training. It was actually on-the-job training. And so that's just a nugget, you know, for those of you that want to do interviews of shows and they're down the path of what you do for a business, then consider doing that and have them actually go and correct a transcription. And by just doing that, they will learn a lot about you, what your core beliefs and values are. And these are intangibles that when, you know, they become what you were talking about, that sidekick that can almost read your mind, because they know you at a deeper level than if they were just doing whatever mundane task outside.
Absolutely.
So that was fantastic. And I love how you broke it down. You didn't just say, go read the book, Who, which we could have easily done. But no, you know, you gave the very shortened version of it, and I recommend it. It's also in reachyourpeaklibrary.com. It's in that list. I've read it as well. And so highly recommend, you know, everyone listening, go out and pick that up and read it, listen to it, whatever your favorite mode of reading is. And I've noticed that about you, Andrew, on this show from the very get-go. You have referenced book after book.
Yeah.
And what does that tell the listener, the viewer? Does this thing called reading actually work? Well, you be the judge. He used to have a corporate job. He no longer does. He's been in an entrepreneur long enough to where he's never going back. He succeeded. How did he do that? Well, one of the core things he did was he read books that made an impact on his life. It can be that simple. Is there a lot of work involved? Are there up days and down days? Absolutely. Okay. But he has the foundation because he put in the time and he read and absorbed, and now he's putting it into practice. That's the other key, is don't just read and learn, but do. I'm going way too deep, too far.
I love it. I was going to make that comment as well, as you can read every book you ever want to read, but if you don't actually do anything with it, what are you doing? So take the time, you know, I listen to the books through Audible as well. I think that's possibly the greatest resource ever. But then from there, I actually sit down and I talk with my partner afterwards, and we talk about the book itself and what we like, what we didn't like, what we want to implement into our business, what we want to implement into our clients' businesses. And so there's more than just reading it, and it doesn't have to look as in-depth as maybe I've done it, but even just taking the time to write down what you got from it, it'll make a huge difference, because it'll start showing up in your life almost automatically at that point.
It amazingly does, and it's showing up in yours in big ways, because you're reflecting it right now in this entire show. And it's very powerful what you said. It's learn. There's a saying we would say from stage. It's learn, do, and then there's one more, teach. Because you will retain information, the absolute best way to retain information of anything is to actually teach it. And right. One of my mentors was absolutely amazing at doing this. He would read a book, finish it. The next day, he would do a 90-minute presentation on the concepts he learned from it. PowerPoint completed, everything ready to go. Just amazing. And so for you that are out there that are budding speakers, link, that want to get on stage, that every one of you listening, watching, including this gentleman to the side, you all, oh my gosh, make it a goal to get on stage. And you don't have to jump right up to, you're not going to jump right onto a big stage. It just doesn't happen that way unless you know somebody really well.
Right.
But one phenomenal way to get started, I was just sharing this with Andrew before we got started on the show tonight, was a resource called meetup.com, which many of you have heard of, but you can utilize that to create your own stage, and people will come and, you know, create value. And there's a whole process behind how you can do this very simply. And if you want to know what that is, just reach out to me personally. I'll tell you how that works. There's a resource. I shared it with Andrew, but that isn't about meetup. It's just to get you out on stage and get you in front of people and honing your craft. And the more you do it, the more confident you become. And then you just start, you become a superstar. And literally, you stand up on stage. So I gotta say this once, Andrew, because I've helped many entrepreneurs during their events in the back of the room. I'd run microphones. Anything they wanted, I told them, I will do anything you want except for washing toilets. That's where I draw the line, as a kidding joke. But I ran microphones. I'd throw prizes up on the stage, whatever they wanted, audio, visual. And the interesting thing was when they – I lost my train of thought. Who were we talking about?
Speaking.
Yeah,
what it takes.
Speaking. Speaking is a phenomenal thing to do. I lost my whole train of thought. That's wild. That was a good one, too. It'll come back to me. Man, that's my first senior moment ever on this show. I kid you not. That's something we can mark down. But speaking is supremely important to get on stage and to be able to – yeah, that was it. I remember now. I told you it'd come back. I'd be back there, and I'd see some people milling back there. It's the back of the room where the table is. That's for staff only. And I would see somebody I don't recognize, and I'm like, well, what's this guy doing here? He doesn't belong here. And I'm like kind of a miffed. I'm a little upset, but, you know, it's not my job to get people moved out of there. And I was like, well, that's kind of rude. Why is he standing back there? You know, so I had this perception of this gentleman or a woman, depending. And then 20 minutes later, I look over again, and the person's getting mic'd up. They're putting a microphone on him. I'm like, oh, he's a guest speaker. Instantly, before he even got on the stage, my perception of this gentleman, 180. I thought, oh, wow, he's a speaker.
Right.
And that is what happens anytime any of you get on any stage of any size, your level of authority status raises, just like writing a book. So definitely make it a goal to start speaking on a regular basis. Start with webinars, whatever it is, get out there, put your face in front of a camera, in front of people, and just do it. Some people are frightened to death of it. The only way to do it is to just do it. Get out of your comfort zone. Anyway, enough of that.
Perfect.
Your job, your business is to bring and build systems, and part of that is bringing on quality hirees and employees. Now, from your experience now, what level of importance have you put on having good employees, and how does that relate to your success? You know, so
yeah.
You get it?
Yeah, I think I get it. Well, for me, the success I have as a business is solely based on my ability to do that. So I put that pretty high. But also, I think, you know, everybody here, whether you're a business owner or not, you've probably hired somebody to do some construction for your house, or you've hired somebody to, you know, take care of, I mean, even keeping your house clean, since I used that as an example earlier, or anything like that. And we can all really appreciate the difference it makes to have somebody who's quality doing that job. I know that, you know, my parents were doing construction on their house, and they had this guy who, let's just say he was questionable, best way to put that. And so my stepdad actually had to take time off of work just to sit there and monitor that what was requested was actually getting done. Who's got time to take off work for that kind of stuff? That's not, you know, it's not like he was sitting around bored. He actually had to take the time to do that. And that's really just for me, a clear example of the difference between a good and a bad hire. The bad hire takes more of your time, and a good hire almost has you not even realize that the job is being done. Obviously, you need to keep managing it. You know, it's about delegation, not abdication. Quote out of the E-Myth. But, you know, so you keep your pulse on it, but it makes a big difference when you're just keeping a pulse on a project versus when you're sitting there and basically doing it for the person you've hired. So huge, huge, huge difference.
Absolutely. So, yeah, choosing that right hire, then now you can just kind of have a trust factor and allow them to do their job without worrying about them. Number one, getting the job done, but number two, more importantly, getting it done right.
Right.
And I just experienced that recently with one of the apprentices that I had, just amazing. I mean, from the first week, I had absolute trust in this individual, that not only from a standpoint of they're not going to do me any wrong, which, you know, you got to get over that real quick.
Absolutely.
Or you don't hire them. And the other part was because she came up to speed so quickly on my mission and purpose, what my business was about, how I wanted things to be. I put up certain guidelines. As an example, I have a collection of memes, photo images of people working out, men and women, and right. that I gathered from an artist that had a collection of these photos, and they put my logo on it. And so I had my apprentice then post these to social media, schedule them. She did 6 months worth of them. I said, there are a lot of them in there, and I know, I've seen them. Some of them have women that are just too scantily clad. They have to please make sure they are fully clothed. I don't want to see anything, and I don't want anyone else to see anything they shouldn't. This isn't where I am now is not Europe. It's the United States. Nothing against Europe. They are different, and that's fine. But that's not a reflection of my values. And she took that, and immediately she actually showed me one. I said, was that one? What do you think of that one? I said, you know what? That's borderline, but it's acceptable. Thank you for asking. And so It's very important, like you say, because from that point on, I just said, man, and her skill set was just amazing. And when you get that right person, you know it, right? It's just, wow, this is awesome. And eventually I would like to bring her up to be a manager for my company and basically take care of a lot of things from the managerial standpoint. That's how good she is.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, I completely relate to that.
I just want to touch on something that you did. You talked about how she was showing you images that she wasn't quite sure of. And it goes back to what I was saying about delegation, not abdication, right? You delegated the role to her, but you didn't take yourself out of it. It wasn't like, you go through these memes, I don't ever want to see them again. That's abdication. Delegation is like, this is what you're going to be taking on, and you still had your pulse on what was happening, and that's actually how you were able to see just how amazing a talent she was right from the start. So just putting that in there, because I noticed you mentioned doing it, and it's a huge, huge difference when you do it that way versus just giving it up altogether. So
yeah, and it was actually simple to do, because all I did was set expectations in the beginning. I really didn't like have to check in on her. She actually checked in on me to see, because she knew already what to look for, and knew that if it was getting questionable, that she knew that there was a comfort level. She can come and ask me anytime. I tell her, you can text me anytime, day or night. I will respond as soon as I possibly can. If I'm sleeping, it won't be till I wake up, but still, go ahead and text me. It's fine. Mm-hmm. So you have this open door policy. We're a team. You put all this together, and that's how you get a result, you know, this beautiful result that I got. It's not going to be the same for every single person you hire. It's just not.
Yeah.
But you will find those gems, and you'll find them more often if you go through a service company like what Andrew has put together with his business partner. So mm-hmm. very valuable to have that, because it can take some considerable time to find that right hire, and just to know the right questions, like you were talking about, what to pull out of them, how find out what makes them tick more than just what are their capabilities, what's their mentality, what's their, you know, what do they stand for?
Right.
It goes deeper than just skills, and that's what you guys help bring out, and that way other people can have a much more quality business running with those high grade employees. So
yeah, absolutely.
Again, I commend you guys on what you're doing. It's a phenomenal, very needed, necessary service. I keep calling it a service. I hope I'm representing it properly.
Service is just fine.
Okay. So I want to make sure. And so, you know, we as entrepreneurs, we have this, most of us have this thing where when we have our, when we like birth our company, it's literally like our own baby, right? It's like, oh, yep. My baby. We would do anything for our baby. We will never give up our baby. And so our business is everything to us for a good long time. Those that know that if you want to build it to sell, you get rid of that part quick. That's another yes. topic for another day. So knowing that you're very passionate about your business, just as I am mine,
mm-hmm.
Excluding your business, what company or business would you say that you admire the most?
So I'm assuming that means I can't say your business, right? That would just be
that's
fine. About.
If you want brownie points, I'm all for it.
I have two businesses. One, Starbucks does a really good job of taking care of their employees. That's a pretty standard, simple answer. They're interested in their employees' development. They work on really even being sustainable with the no straws, but plastic tops. I don't necessarily get it, but I get that they're taking into account what their employees and their consumers want all at the same time. So there, I have a lot of respect for a company that's willing to do that. But the other company that I like is called Gravity Payments. And I'm pretty sure every single person has heard of them and nobody knows the name of the company. But Gravity Payments is the owner of Gravity Payments. He's the guy who cut his own salary to ensure that the minimum wage at his company was $70,000 up there in Seattle, which at the time was the cost of living or provide people with the ability to afford the cost of living in his company. And I'm not going to say every business owner should cut their own amount of money they're making and pay their employees $70,000. But what I will say is that he heard a problem that existed in the company. And he actually did what it took to resolve that issue. And so for me, that's I have mad respect for that, because that's what it looks like. You know, if you want your employees to really work for you and be there for you, you better be willing to do what it takes to be there for them. And that goes back to that team that you keep talking about, Brian. It's really the perfect way. Is if everybody has each other's back, then your company is going to be phenomenal.
Absolutely, yeah. I love those examples. Gravity Payments. Okay, who is that?
If I had to tell you his name right now, I'd get it wrong. So I'm gonna have to look it up. But Gravity Payments is the name of the company.
I haven't heard of that company. I thought you were. It was like a code word for something like PayPal or Amazon or Google or something up in Seattle. Awesome. I'll have to look that up. And then one that came to my mind as you were talking was, and I think you and I have actually talked about this in the past, Trader Joe's,
mm-hmm.
which is a
yes.
Grocery store, kind of a boutique grocery store. I don't know if they're nationwide. I know they're in Southern California quite a bit.
Right.
And the interesting thing was I was talking to a checker, a guy that was at, you know, taking mm-hmm. the money and processing all the payment for the food that I was buying. And I just struck up a conversation with him and said, "Hey, I'm just curious. You seem pretty happy, and you're at work. You like what you do?" And he goes, "I love what I do."
Right.
I said, "Really? That's awesome. So what would you say is the one thing you love most about your job here?" He goes, "Well, what I'm doing right now, standing here at the cash register, I don't do this all day long. In fact, every time I come in my shift, I get to do one piece of every role in this company. They rotate during the day, intra shift." And I thought, that is amazing. That, what a phenomenal model to have people. You're never going to get bored. Right. You're never going to get pigeonholed into one thing. And I thought, that's brilliant. Brilliant. So, yeah, there's so many in Starbucks. Yeah, great, great examples. Great examples.
Yeah.
Hey, my goodness, I cannot believe it. We are 4 minutes away from the finish line. It happens every single show. I get so deeply ingrained and excited, and you know, I'm writing notes like a madman. I hope everybody watching is doing the same thing. I've got notes going on and on and on, which isn't easy to do when you're hosting the show at the same time. But I do it every single show, and I have this one burning question for you, that Andrew, that if it takes you a moment to come up with the answer, that's fine. You know, dead air time is not. It's not going to be weird or anything. It's going to be fine. Just take what time you need, because I love to ask this question of everyone that comes on the show, and I have. And their answers have just blown me away. They've been amazing. And I know that, you know, it's going to, like, you know, build up, and you're going to be thinking, my gosh, what is the question already? I mean, I can almost see a bead of sweat starting to form on your forehead. And that's a good thing, because, yeah, this is an important question, and it's really going to be interesting to see what your answer is to it. And before I do that, though, real quick, because I promised everyone who came on live to show them exactly how they can win that trip. Do you think that's a good thing to do, Andrew? Tell them how they can win that trip?
I think that seems like a great thing to do right now.
Well, let's do that real quick before we run out of time. For those of you watching live, this is how you can enter to win a 5-night vacation stay at a 5-star resort in Mexico. And there's two ways to go about entering. One is through a website, and that's reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. reachyourpeakllc.com/vacation. Or if it's easier for you to use your phone, and you can just simply text the word peak, and that's P-E-A-K, to the number 661-535-1624. Again, that's text the word PEAK to 661-535-1624. You know, go ahead and open up a new tab on your browser if you're watching this live on the internet, if you're on a computer, and go ahead and do that now so I can keep tabs on it and see if we get that. If we have time right at the end, I will announce the winner live right here, right now. But for now, I'm going to switch back. And by the way, this is sponsored by an amazing company called powertexting.com. I use their services. And literally, when you text that word peak to that number, that's going through powertexting.com. It's a phenomenal, phenomenal system, and highly recommend it. So check that out as well after the show's over. We're almost there. We're almost there. Back to the man of the hour, the man, the myth, the legend, Andrew Honigsfeld. The question, the burning question that everyone wants to know how you're going to answer it, because, and they all want to know what the heck is the question, just like you do.
Me
like,
too.
What is it? And so I want to let you off the hook a little bit here, because this is not meant to be a stressful question at all. In fact, to put it in light, there's no such thing as a wrong answer to this question. Let's put it that way. In fact, the only correct answer is your answer. Because it's unique to you. It's unique to what makes you tick. It's just unique to you. And the cool thing is, so far, of all the entrepreneurs I've interviewed on this show, not a single one, there's not been two that were the same answers. Not yet. I imagine soon there will be, the more and more people I interview. But to date, not a single answer has been the same as anyone before them. So, again, it's unique to you. So are you ready for it, Andrew?
Let's do it.
And no pressure, man. It's just whatever the answer is, it's the right answer. It just is. So and it's It can be a little deep, so take any time if you need it. Some get it right away. Others take a couple seconds. It really doesn't matter. It's unique to you. All right, Andrew. How do you personally, Andrew Honigsfeld, how do you define success?
Oh, great question. You know, I would say it like this. Success is being able to live the life that you want to live in all facets of that life. Having the significant other of your dreams and being able to be with them, having kids if you so choose, having a business that fulfills you and both financially and spiritually. Just being able to have your life by design and by your design, I think that's success. Whether it's as a business owner or an employee or whatever that looks like for you, but actually creating what your ideal life is and living that.
Mm. True to form. The one thing I love, because it just shows me that the people that are bringing into the show are the right people, including you, because how many out there would venture to think that an answer might be along the lines of, well, the success means when I make my first 10 million or, you know, money based, or when I get a Lamborghini,
right.
You, true to form, as all of my previous guests, didn't even come close to talking about money. And in fact, you actually started completely the opposite end of the spectrum, which I really find interesting. You started off with to be able to have the life you want to live. And then you started describing what that was. And you started it with the people that you're with, your spouse, your kids, if you want them. Then, and only then you said business after the fact.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Not even in business, I know how we tick. You know, when we say business, we're not looking at dollar signs flashing in our eyes. That's not what that means to us. Is money important? Let's get that out on the table. Yes.
Of course.
It's absolutely important. So that, you know, the more money we make, the more people we can serve with our business. But it's important, yes, but it's never the number one thing right there. The reason I'm doing this is for that mighty dollar. It's for it's people.
It's absolutely. People. Yeah, if you can have all the money in the world, but if you don't have the people around you that make you happy, then what are you doing?
Yes.
No.
Yes. And health. I mean, I've heard so many horror stories of people that, and you know, I'm actually guilty of doing this very thing where seeking success in a business so I got so overwhelmed in doing that I let my own health degrade, and it happened gradually, so I didn't realize it was happening. And luckily I caught it in time, and that's not an issue at all. But I've seen others where they'll work a lifetime to gain riches and wealth and success at the expense of their health. And so they spend all their time and money and resources building their business up to the point where they get there, they're finally successful, but now their health's so bad, now they're spending all that money and time and resources in trying to regain their health. And it's very sad. So that's another part of my mission on Mind Body Business, is to set that foundation so you never get to that point. I don't want anyone to go where I went, nor anywhere close to it. So that's my parting shot. I wanted to give people a way to connect with you, Andrew. What's the best way for folks to connect with you personally, you and or your business partner?
Our website has a contact us portion at the bottom there, and message us through there is a great way to do that. Connect right there, number 4. And then also you can reach out to us. We have our Facebook page, which this will be shared with momentarily. And also you can text me anytime. My number is 310-489-1244. And if you have questions, want to reach out, want to find out more, I am more than happy to schedule a time to call with have a call with you and see what we can create.
Yeah, in fact, I forgot to mention that you had a gift at a free visioning session if they visit your website. And what do they need to type in anything specific? And what is that? What is the visioning?
Just mention the show. yeah, just mention the show. And the visioning session is going to look like we'll have we'll sit down with you, and we'll actually whether it's in person or over the phone or Zoom, which I happen to love as well. We'll sit down with you, and we'll plan out your next 6 months, what that looks like for you, and you know, whether or not you use us. I think everybody should have a game plan that they want going forward. And, you know, also gives you something to measure. You know, a lot of people want to have the chance to do things themselves, and I'm all for that. And having a benchmark, a 6 month, 6 months, 5 months, 4 months, 3 months, 2 months, 1 month, you can sit and you can actually measure yourself against where you want to be. And oftentimes that's how you really decide, hey, a coach like you or myself might be the right answer here. So yeah, we're open to doing that, and basically having people plan a life they want and see what that looks like.
That's amazing. Thank you. That's very, very generous. For those of you watching live or recorded or listening, so the website is Malaya. Am I saying that correctly, Andrew?
Malay, but it sounds like Malaya. People will have an easier time.
And I'll spell it. It's Malay and Honigsfeld. I hope I'm saying that right. Said it like 30 times tonight. It's spelled M-I-L-L-E-A. That's Malay. And then the word and, all spelled out, Andy. And then Honigsfeld is HONIGSFELD.com. So it's Malay and Honigsfeld.com. So you want to go there.
Coaches that sound like a law firm.
It does. So be sure to go there. Click on either the number 4 or the connect that you see on the website toward the side of us, and fill out that contact form and mention Mind Body Business Show. And that's worth a lot. The value, I don't know if you recognize that, but very few people plan any part of their business, let alone the first 6 months. And that is worth, that's worth a lot to understand your path, your roadmap, and to have someone like Andrew and his partner to guide you on how to put that together. That's phenomenal. I appreciate that. And everyone here,
absolutely,
I know, does too. Well, that's it, brother. Phenomenal show. I appreciate you for being on. Everyone that's been watching live, and those of you come on later recording, we appreciate you as well for spending the time with us. We're going to be back again very, very soon next week with another great show. For now, on behalf of Andrew, this is Brian Kelly saying so long. Blessings to you all, and we'll see you again next time.
Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Bye-bye now.
Thank you for watching and listening. This has been the Mind Body Business Show with Brian Kelly.